Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our show today. My name is Minister Shanice Fields, and I am your host today, and you are listening to Me Prayer Ask Me, sponsored by Christian and Proud Outreach Ministries. Our motto is, we are not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Amen. So welcome to the show today, everyone out there. In radio land or internet radio land today. Thank you. God bless you for joining me today in this podcast, this broadcast. And for those that's listening to archive episodes of this show, thank you so much for joining us today. I pray right now that God will bless you and keep you in all your ways. Today, we just want to really pray. Amen, for prayer requests. I've gotten a couple of prayer requests on peace. People of God, people need peace. The enemy has attacked peace today. And so we want to pray for peace today. And so that will definitely be one of our aims today, is to pray for the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, that will govern, that will direct, that will keep our hearts, and that will keep our minds today. We really want to pray for that. And also, we want to just call out some prayer requests that people have given me to pray for. And we want to hold those people up in prayer. We are commissioned. This is our commission. I do. If I don't know anything else, I know one thing. I know how to pray. Amen. I may not know the format of any particular thing, or you know, scripture and verse and text and stuff like that. But one thing I know is that I know how to pray. Amen. And so that's what I'll be doing today. So again, my name is Minister Shelley Fields, and you are welcome. Please, if you're listening via Facebook, or if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, internet, website, please, call in. Amen. Call in your prayer requests. And for the next couple of minutes, I'll be taking prayer requests over the phone line. So call in with your prayer request. Call in and I'll write them down, and so we can take them before the Father today. Okay? Amen. And so we just bless God today. And I just want to submit this into your, to God's hands today. I want to take a prayer session. This episode, I want to submit it to God's hand, that he will take control of it, that, and I just want him to be in full control of the services today. Lord, you do nothing but an answer to prayer, God, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you will direct this particular prayer session, that you will direct this podcast, God, that you will take full control over this podcast, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I surrender and submit it into your hands. Not my will, but let your will be done today in this particular broadcast. And God, I expect you, God, to show up, yeah, for your people today. I expect for you to work, hallelujah, in their favor. Oh, God, right now, do it for your glory, and we bless you today. So we're going to take some time for those who want to call in, text in, even email your prayer request. We want you to do that And so we're expecting your calls now, the phone lines now. So we're expecting your calls now. Amen. And so I want to give this scripture because, like I said earlier, a couple of people have left their promise, and it was dealing with no peace. They want peace, and so I see that the enemy has attacked peace today. And if that's you today, the scripture says in Psalm 29:11, it says, "The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace." Amen. Peace is a blessing. And so how do you get peace? The Bible tells us in Isaiah 26:3 that if you keep your mind stayed on, he will keep you in peace. Amen. But you have to fight to keep your mind stayed on. And he will give you peace. Amen. So it's not going to be easy. But you have to fight to keep your mind stayed on the peace of God. And then God will give you peace. And we just believe that today, that God is going to give you peace today. Amen. And so we have a couple of prayer requests here. Amen. So I'll go to our phone line and see if there's a call waiting for. Hello, Carla. Hello, Carla. Hello, you're not on the air. Hello? You just want to join in this time. You don't have to give your prayer request. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining us today. Amen. You're welcome. And so we're going to pray. We're going to be praying for particular prayer request. We have a prayer request from a lady who's requesting prayer for her husband. Her husband has diabetes, and so she wants us to lift him up in prayer. So if you want to pray with me, amen. I know that I have some prayer warriors out there listening. And so please hold this lady up. She's calling for prayer for her husband. Or also the young man that's dealing with autism. We want to hold him up in prayer today, praying for his health. Amen. That God will intervene. Amen. That God will cause him to be delivered from this, because it's something that God can deliver. Amen. It's nothing impossible for God. Amen. So we're just praying for complete deliverance from autism. And we also pray, she requested that we pray for good health for her and for the salvation of her entire family. So we want to be mindful, hallelujah, of this particular prayer request. Amen. We have another request from a woman who's requesting prayer for her mother who's dealing with dementia. No, I'm sorry. This is a gentleman. He's requesting prayer for his mother that's dealing with dementia. And he also asked that we pray for him also. Let me turn this music down a little bit because I love the presence that the music brings. So I'm not going to turn it off. I just want to turn it down. Okay. And so he also is requesting prayer for himself. He's requesting prayer for his children, for the salvation of his children. And he's also requesting prayer for his entire church family. Amen. A woman is also requesting prayer for her family, for her son. She has two sons that she's asking that we pray for. And so we want to pray that God will keep them that they will not be influenced the wrong way. We also want to pray right now for their salvation today, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. And so, you know what, this show is God's show. And so we want him to have his way. And I just want to flow with him. And so I just feel led to just pray right now for this particular family in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I lift up this young woman, calling them prayer for her family, for her sons, God. Lord, we hold our sons up before you right now in Jesus' name, that you will get a hold of their minds, that you will get a hold of their ideas, that you will get a hold of their thoughts in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray right now in Jesus' name that they will not be influenced by ungodly friends. Oh, Lord, right now, God, if there is ungodly friends anywhere around them, let those relationships be severed in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray in your name, God, hallelujah, that if they don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, oh, God, that they will know you as personal Lord and Savior, oh, God. They will come into the knowledge of you. That every gift, every talent will be used for the glory and honor of you, oh God. Hallelujah. Turn their hearts to you, God. Hallelujah. As you turn the hearts of the kings back towards you, as you have the heart of the king in your hand, hallelujah, turn the hearts of these children's hearts back to you in Jesus' name. God, I pray for her daughter today, oh God, who's having unexpected nosebleeds and having demonic dreams, crazy dreams right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that she will answer the call on her life, even as a young girl, God, that she will have a desire to know you as her personal Lord and Savior today. Oh, God, right now, intervene for the family, oh, God. They need to know you, God, as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, as Almighty God and Everlasting Father. Break the chains that bind the mind and the heart. Set them free. Deliver them, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare this today, oh God. Hallelujah. For you do nothing but in answer to prayer. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you have any prayer requests, please call in now with your prayer request. Amen. I'll be taking prayer requests over the phone line. The line, the number to call, if you listening via the internet, is 929-477-1087, and I will take your prayer request. Amen. We have a caller online. I don't know if she wants to give her prayer request online or she just want to listen, but I'm going to ask. Amen. Hello, caller. Hello, Carlo? Hello? Are you there? Amen. Are you there? Amen. So you can just listen live on this broadcast. Amen. We want to continue with our prayer. We want to continue. Hallelujah. There's a woman requesting prayer for her family. And she was requesting prayer for her ankle. Her ankle is not broke, but it's swollen. And she wants to go back to work. And she needs for her ankle to be healed. And so we pray that God will heal her ankle, that God will touch her ankle, that God will just turn this whole situation around for her. Because he said, by his stripes we were healed. Amen. Let her accept, hallelujah, the healing that Christ has already given us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. So we just going to remember her in your prayer warrior. Amen. That she's requesting prayer for her ankle today. A man is requesting prayer today. Hallelujah. I got prayers coming in via text messages. And so I want to also remember everybody who texts me with their prayer request also. But there are some prayer requests that came in earlier that I've written down, so I'm going to go to those prayer requests first, and then I'll go to the ones that had been texted to me this morning. A man is requiring prayer. He's requesting prayer for his desire to be married. Amen. He wants to be the best husband that God created him to be for his soon-to-be wife. And he's just praying for direction right now for the Lord. So we want to hold him up in prayer today. That also he wants prayer for to be a great leader and wants to be by example. So we want to remember him in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will give him the desires of his heart. The Bible says that God will withhold no good thing from them that walk up rightly before him, and also for them that are called. Amen. According to his purpose, God will not hold, if it's a good thing, he won't hold it from you. So we're just praying that God will give him the desires of his heart. Amen. We also want to pray for a man, and that he's having pain all over his body. We want to pray, hallelujah, for deliverance for him. Amen. Hallelujah. He said his brother is having pain all over his body. And he also needs deliverance from himself and from his old habits. So we want to hold him up in prayer today. Amen. This man that's calling in for prayer. And he also said that peace of mind. Peace again. Amen. Peace of mind. So we want to remember him. Amen. And we want to encourage that brother. The Bible says that if you keep your mind stayed on God, he will keep you in perfect peace. Amen. And so we want to pray we'll have the peace that you are requesting. Amen. From God. Amen. The Bible says that that you just got to keep your mind. Amen. And so it's not always easy when you have the cares of this life coming this way and coming that way. Amen. To keep your mind stayed on God. But then you have to remember who you are and whose you are. Hallelujah. You got to remember the things that God has put in your hands. Hallelujah. You got to say to yourself, I trust you, God. No matter what, I trust you. Hallelujah. I may not like how I feel right now, but I trust you. I may not like where I'm at today, God, but I trust you, God. Hallelujah, God. I don't know what's going on with me right about now, but I trust you, God. Those things that I've requested of you, I trust that you're going to do. Hallelujah. I have the evidence from the things that you've already done in my life in the past that, hallelujah, that you're going to do the things that I have requested from you. Amen. Amen. God did it once, brother. God can do it again. There's nothing hard for God. And I know it kind of seems cliche-ish, because these are things that we told frequently. We say them over and over again. Amen. And they become, you know, bywords, and they become cliches and things of that nature, but they actually not. Amen. The Bible says you're going to have whatsoever you say. Hallelujah. And so you begin to confess the word of God. Even in the midst of the situation that's causing you to have no peace, just begin to confess the, remember the word of God. Always confess the word of God. Hallelujah. Let it come out of your mouth. Amen. Let it be your breakfast, lunch, and your dinner. Hallelujah. Take it up another level. And sometimes it's time for you to go to another level. And so the unrest in that particular level that you are, the no peace, it's because that God needs to push you to another level, and you might be a little bit too comfortable where you at. Amen. And so that uncomfortable situation, that no peace situation, was designed, hallelujah, to push you into the next level, the next dimension that God needs for you to be at. And so sometimes you got to make it uncomfortable where you at, so you can go where you need to be at. Amen. I know sometimes I jog around the track, and I get so comfortable at a certain pace jogging till it starts kind of hurting. And so when I realize that it's hurting to stay at that pace, that means it's time for me to pick it up a little faster. But that particular pace feels good. Like, I can handle this right here. You know, this is all right. I can do it at this pace. Amen. But my body is saying, baby, you need to pick it up. it up. It's time to go to another level. Amen. Because those muscles, and I don't mean to get off track, those muscles, they get used to one particular way, and we need to trick them. And they need to do something else. And so the body's like, trick me. You got to move a little faster now. You already mastered that pace. Now come on, it's time to master another pace. Amen. And so that uncomfortable feeling that you get sometimes, not saying that this is your situation, not saying that this is your answer, amen, but just saying that maybe it's just time to go to another level. We have a caller, we're going to our phone line to see if they want to give us their progress. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you live on the air. Hello? Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing, sir?
I'm confused.
Would you like to? You're confused?
I'm confused.
Why? What's going on?
Say again?
I said, why? What's going on?
It just happened. I was on the phone with a pastor, and I was telling him what was going on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the phone either cut off or she hung up. I don't know what happened. But
okay.
I give you the benefit of the doubt, and I tend to call back and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally called like 6 times back to back. I left, you know,
okay,
a message. Okay, I'm calling you back. I don't know what happened. But this person has not called me back. But before this all happened, she invited me to her show.
Mm-hmm.
Also was on Blog Talk. And I'm thinking to myself,
oh, okay,
you can't even call nobody back. You want me to be part of your show? That's real fun.
Mm-hmm.
So my confusion is, if you didn't want to talk to me, why even bother?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to be in a mindset of not telling everybody where to go right
mm-hmm.
now, because I have been really fed up. And what's so funny about it, I am myself am a minister. And so I'm trying to figure out, if we're called to be the carriers of the gospel, why do we treat them so bad? I'm just not feeling this. So, yeah, I'm confused.
I can't speak on what I don't know. All I know is this, brother. Personal relationship with God, I know that. And so sometimes we are a little late in on those characteristics. And so I can't speak for her. I can speak for myself. You know, one thing I understand, and I could tell you this, is that we need in the body. We need more love. And I'm going to make it like that. Amen. And that's something that God has dealt with me with, something that, you know, that I'm telling the body that we need more love, that we're going to be able to love one another and love other people, you know, because how they gonna know that we're Christians if we don't show them? We are soul winners, and we build the kingdom by bringing souls into the kingdom, you know. And how they gonna know if we don't have love amongst ourselves? Amen. And so we have to allow those characteristics of Christ to be formulated within ourselves, and that comes for a dying process to our own way, our own feel, how we feel, what we think. We have to die totally and completely out to that if we are going to be an extension of his love in the earth realm.
Uh-huh.
And so that's just my take on it. We're all at different levels in our relationship with Christ. Amen. You just have to understand that we all are different. And I'm sorry she didn't call you back, but hey, you got me. you got me. Hallelujah. And I'm fighting for you. Amen. Do you have a particular prayer request that you want to? And don't feel rejected, because what happens with that? You start feeling rejected. Oh, long day. Yeah, I'm dead. And don't feel rejected by that, because people be going through their own stuff.
Yeah.
Don't feel rejected. Amen. Yandaba. The enemy, he comes in and try to make you feel rejected from this person and that. We bind the spirit of rejection today in the name of Jesus. And you'll find yourself dealing with that spirit everywhere you go. This person saying this, that person saying it. And it just seems like everybody's rejecting you. You may not know that's what it is, but that's exactly the spirit that antagonizes you, feeling rejected. Amen. And you may not know how to transpire it or, you know, say that's what it is, but that's what it is. But you have authority, man of God, over that spirit of rejection. Amen. Because God gave it to you. And you have power. Use that power. So what? She didn't answer your phone call. Next. Why? Because I am wonderfully, I'm fearfully, I'm beautifully made. Amen. Go to the next.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
I hope I was able to encourage you. I hope I encouraged you in some little way today. Because I want you to be encouraged. The enemy be a tooth and nail. I would say, fight the good fight of faith. And you know what that means to me? You know what a good fight means to me?
I'm sorry, I had a truck go by me so loud. I didn't hear what you said. I'm here. Hello?
Oh, okay. I said, you know what a good fight is to me? A good fight is this. It's when the enemy is fighting you, you fight him back. You know, back in the day, who was a good fighter? Mike Tyson.
Muhammad Ali.
For me it was Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Yeah, for me it was Mike Tyson. And so, nevertheless, when Mike fought, coming down. That first initial, that opponent was coming down. So, whatever good fight is to you, you fight that kind of fight. That's what I would say. The enemy hit you one blow, you hit him another blow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, that's how you do it. The enemy give you one sock, you sock him. Whatever good fight is to you, you fight that kind of fight.
I'm going to use another example. Amen. Who I thought, he passed on, but to me, I was a big fan of his. I mean, I emptied all his moves, at least tried to as a kid. But I am a huge fan of Bruce Lee. And one of his movies, he said something that was so distinctive. He said, I think it was called The End of the Dragon, I think. The guy, he was going against some tournament, hit a board and broke it. And Bruce Lee, with all calmness, said, "Boards don't hit back." I was done. I was like, wait a minute. I can use that. Mm-hmm. Because we get hit through what you said by Satan, his fiery darts. But we're scared to fight back because we're afraid we might lose. Now, I'm throwing some blows back. So
that's right. Throw it back.
Yeah.
Whatever good fight is, you fight that kind of fight. I know I like to see the opponent knocked down in the first round. I love that. Like, Tyson played with him for a little bit. Then and so that's the kind of dude, that's how you got to do the enemy. That's just how you have to do it. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Thank you so much for calling. I pray that
all
you
right.
are encouraged today.
Okay, amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Still on the air. But everything has gone blank here. Thank you. Wanda. What's going on? Yeah, I'm supposed to be on there for an hour, but they knocked me off. So I'm trying to get in contact with them now so I can get the technical part of it done because they still got me logged in, but they knocked me off there. Yeah, it's supposed to be an hour, and I don't know what's going on. So I'm going to contact them right now. That's what I've been trying to do so they'll know that something happened on their end. All right. Thank you for joining me. You heard the podcast, though. Oh, okay. No problem. I didn't even get a chance to pray. I said I didn't even get a chance to really pray because it knocked me off. Mm-hmm. That's right. You got to keep on fighting. Yeah. Anyway, I'll get it together so tomorrow will be a better show. All right. Thank you, Juan. Okay, bye. Hey, Linda, how you doing? I'm fine. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Oh, we fine. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, we fine.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, he's supposed to come over here today. Just I have him back tonight. The 2-year-old. No, he's 3. He'll be 4 this year. Mm-hmm. Before this year. The baby will be 2. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's 1. She'll be 2 in June. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just checked. For our job, we still got Mr. Maisie. We still got Mr. Maisie. He's doing what he's doing. He's trying to get rid of. That's just what he does, yeah. I think it's black drivers or drivers too. That's what it says, but I just think he's just tired. He's trying to do something before he returned 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It'll be 4 years ago, but he wasn't like this. Yeah. When I first started out at North, he was our director then. But he was different.
Yeah.
You know, that was 23 years ago. Yeah, 24. June. Yeah, I want to give it up. Something else is in the county. Right. Yeah, a lot of jobs are done. Trying to get out of before I get to that. I just turned 47. I'm trying to grow. I really wanted to go see if I can go at 25. But you know, I'm in school. I'm getting my master's now. And so I want to, try to go in the school. I got to take the test. Teacher. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and teach the rest of my years and then get my retirement and then get started. Yeah. Y'all going to South Carolina? Okay. Right. Why? Do that something. You there he is. So he's are we heard of it? It won't be no problem. Okay. Right. No problem. You know, I don't talk to people like that. To see you. Okay. That's right. Your grandbaby going with you? Your granddaughter, is she going with you? That's how she came. Okay. Right. Right. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's something with those kids at that age, I tell you. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. No. And she couldn't go to her mommy? She couldn't go to her mommy? That's your son's daughter? That's your son's daughter. That's your son's daughter. Okay. That's why she don't know nothing, because her mama ain't teaching nothing. Yeah, it's too late. That's right. That's true. That's so true. Right. What? I hope she goes back to school. I hope she goes back to school. Yeah. Yeah. What? Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so that's strangling now. I said, I have you strangling now. You have to be repenting. You be getting on pain level, so you leave them alone. Everything I thought was crucified ain't crucified, so please. He realized how good he had. I thought good he had his daddy. Mm-hmm. I know he did. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because it wasn't her. Because it's not her.